The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It's Out to Lunch with me, Michael Libby, and our guest. We're talking about the business of etiquette with Calista Gould. Calista, you have a broad experience when it comes in corporate America. Tell us a little bit more about that, and how did you transition to being your own boss?
Well, Mike, I think that really helps with being an etiquette instructor, because I have all this experience with, I worked in a manufacturing environment for Amana Appliances. I was head of their public relations there. I worked for a tech company, Intertech Media, that was kind of a pioneer in web video, so that was the new technology side. I worked in the public relations department at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, and also in the music business. In the music business, I worked for Columbian Epic Recording Labels. And so I planned events for everybody from Ozzy Osbourne to Celine Dion. And I got to see how a lot of these artists behave behind the scenes. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of artists who are very, very talented who you'll never, ever hear about because they behaved awfully behind the scenes. And nobody wanted to work with them.
Now, Calista, anyone that knows you and has been with you, as we have in the past on the Business News Hour, you don't necessarily look the part of a rocker.
Right. Well, you know what? That's a great part of it. When I go up and I do etiquette presentations, people have low expectations. They think, oh, she looks kind of nerdy or something. They think it's going to be boring. And when I'm not, when I use a lot of humor, they're pleasantly surprised. And so that makes it fun when you can surprise people.
We're talking with Calista Gould, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of the new book, The Exceptional Professional, What You Need to Know to Grow Your Career. We were talking a little bit about traveling as a woman. Tell us that story, if you would.
I've done a lot of traveling, both in my current job and in past jobs, too. And one of the things I started to notice is when I get a room at a hotel, I was repeatedly getting the room up against the elevator shaft,
what?
Which is the worst room in the hotel, because all night you can hear, you know, this elevator going anytime anybody's on it. And so that is the worst room in the hotel. So I learned to start asking for the room away from the elevator.
Now, do you think that they were placing you in that room because you're a woman?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because it was happening over and over and over. The parking lot would be half empty, and I would still get the room up against the elevator shaft. Now, maybe they were thinking of my safety. You know, maybe they were thinking a woman doesn't want to be walking down a long hallway and have somebody follow her and push into her room or something behind her. Maybe they're thinking of safety. Maybe women want to be next to the elevator for convenience. But I like to be away from it. The elevator attracts a lot of noise. You know, when people are standing outside the elevator, they're noisy, and so I wanted to be away from the elevator.
And then you told me a story about rental cars. So I find this interesting. Go ahead, tell that story.
One time I went to rent a standard size rental car, and they offered me a powder blue Volkswagen Bug. I said,
complete with a flower.
Absolutely not. I said, I need to be taken seriously as a woman in business. I can't drive up in that. And that was a standard car.
Oh, my.
That shouldn't be a standard car. So then they said, but women love this car.
Oh.
And so I ended up paying for an upgrade. But I wasn't happy about it. So when I came back, they said, well, how was your rental? And I said, well, a man wouldn't have been offered a powder blue Volkswagen Bug as a rental car and told that you have to pay for an upgrade if you don't want it.
So that takes us to your speaking engagements. You do this quite a bit all over the United States, yes?
Yes. Probably about two or three times a week. And I've recently been to Wyoming. I've been in North Dakota. I've been in Kansas City. I'm hitting the East Coast in another week, and it's just
And
it's a busy season.
You spend a lot of time at universities.
Yes.
Tell us why that is.
Because I love the universities and they need it.
Why?
Because the students going out into the working world are all about technology and all about using their cell phones, but they're not about face-to-face communication. And a lot of them don't know basic table manners. I had a student come up to me at a university a few weeks ago, and she said, thank you, because I didn't know any of this.
Really?
Know how to hold a knife and fork? None of it. She said it was all new to her.
That's pretty stunning, isn't it?
It is. It surprised me.
You get to go to UNI from time to time, too, don't you?
Oh, they wonderful students up at UNI. They're very attentive. They're just kind, and they laugh at all the jokes. And so they're just really nice students to work with.
Let's turn to the business world of what you do. You're an author. You're a writer with weekly tips with regard to etiquette. How do you market yourself? How do you let people know what it is that you speak on and why that's so important?
Well, Michael, I come from a marketing and PR background, and so I love the marketing and the PR side. So what I started out with when I first came to Iowa is I started out with this etiquette tip of the week, and it's just a short, you know, people like their information in small chunks. I learned from learned that from working at a technology company. And so I created a short email and I started sending it out to people, and it expanded and more people sent it out to their friends. And it's grown. I think there's probably about 1,400 people on the list, and it just keeps growing. It goes to universities in all 50 states. And then it goes to a lot of people locally. And I started sending in articles to the Des Moines Register, and eventually they said, oh, would you like to do a regular blog for us? They kind of like the etiquette tips, and so it turned into a regular blog on their online edition, and then every once in a while it goes into the print edition, and that grows business even more.
We're out to lunch with Calista Gould. We're dining this afternoon at Table 128. In Clive,
it's delicious.
It is good, isn't it? I had the salmon, and it was absolutely wonderful. And you had chopped as well?
I had the chopped salad, and I'll tell you what, bacon makes everything better, right?
And our producer Tyler was into the burger, so that, of course, why not, right? Calista, one other question that we've got for you. The business of marketing anything, whatever it happens to be, as an individual or as a business or as a service provider, or you're selling retail, what tips could you give to individuals who are in the world of business to help them better understand marketing so maybe at some point they can sell more of whatever it is they've got for sale?
Oh, I love the marketing side. The first thing you have to do is look at what your competition is doing and do something else. You have to always think strategically. Look at where the market is going, and look at other industries and what other industries are doing. And you have to base your marketing on that. You have to see where the market is going. You have to be constantly measuring. You know, is this working? Is it not working? You know, if it's not working, do something else.
And best way to gauge whether or not something's working, I would suspect, is based on sales. But also, is it important to have conversations with your consumers?
Yes, it's sales, it's social media, it's constantly talking to your customer base, it's talking to people who aren't your customers. Whenever I go out to a market, like say, for instance, I go out to Montana and talk at Montana Tech, I look at any university or business that's within 2 hours of that, and I drop in and say, hey, can I call you up, and can I drop in and introduce myself? That's how I ended up getting Idaho State as a regular client.
And it's a fascinating story.
Oh, it's great. It's really fun to me. And I just think it's marketing side is fun. I actually sit down for coffee with friends all the time and help them with their marketing. It's not something I charge for. I just like talking about marketing. I get really excited about helping people with that.
In the world of social media, which is, and we're going to pivot back to your book for just a moment. In the world of social media, that plays a big part in so many individuals' marketing efforts.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that social media at the same time, or email, or any one of those things, can also have a detrimental effect on your career.
Yes, when people tweet the wrong thing. Social media is so heat of the moment, and so people see a news story that upsets them, and boom, you know, they hit, you know, take out their phone and start, you know, texting, da-da-da-da-da, boom, it's gone. That gets people fired. You have to always step back from it and say, is this a wise thing to do before you hit send or tweet or
and post? Without naming names necessarily, you had an experience like this that you understand with a major international company, and it was an email faux pas. Can you enlighten us just a bit on that story?
I can kind of name one name. I was with Amana Appliances.
Okay.
And this story is actually in the book, too. Amana was up for sale, and one of the suitors was coming to visit one day, and so they sent out an email to the entire company that was kind of like, everybody be on your best behavior,
sure,
because this company is coming to look at us. And so this woman hit reply, and she was trying to send the email to a friend of hers, and she put in some sexual innuendo that was just ridiculous.
About the company that was looking to buy.
Yes, and then she accidentally hit reply to all, and well, luckily it only went out to 5,000 people.
Oh, my.
And she was put on unpaid leave for about 4 weeks, and then I think she left the company after that, because you really don't have a future with the company after you do something like that.
So the message of all that, Calista, is everything matters.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, pay attention.
Think before you hit send.
We've been talking with Calista Gould, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of The Exceptional Professional, What You Need to Know to Grow Your Career. Calista, thanks so very much for having lunch with us. And,
Michael. It was delicious.
It was good, huh? The Pritchards do a great job. They really do. Thank you again for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Out to Lunch with me, Michael Libby, and this is something that we do on a regular basis. Have conversations with business leaders about important things that perhaps you ought to know more about. By the way, and you are a guinea pig, Calista, this is the first launch of this. So we'll see how this rolls on throughout the rest
of
the...
I'm all about being the guinea pig.
Well, I appreciate you being willing to do that. Our thanks to Lynn and Sarah Pritchard at Table 128 for allowing us to barge into their place with lights and cameras and microphones and all of the accoutrements that come with broadcasting. This is Out to Lunch with me, Michael Libby, on Insight on Business, the News Hour. You think you've lost your love?